This is Jordan Seculo today on Jay Seculo Live. Well, that didn't take long from Joe Biden. Spineless Joe Biden flip-flops on taxpayer funding of abortion.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
For many years as U.S. Senator, I have supported the Hyde Amendment like many, many others have. Because there was sufficient monies and circumstances where women were able to exercise that right, women of color, poor women, women are not able to have access, and it was not under attack as it is now.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
But circumstances have changed. I've been working through the final details of my health care plan, like others in this race, and I've been struggling with the problems that Hyde now presents. If I believe health care is a right, as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Well, there you go. Flip-flopping Joe Biden. Spineless Joe Biden. I say that with a straight face because we're dealing with an issue of life or death, life of the unborn children. And Joe Biden now flippantly decides after four decades of supporting the Hyde Amendment, which prevented taxpayer funding to going and paying for abortions in the United States, prevented your taxpayer dollars for paying for abortions in the U.S. By the way, the first time the Hyde Amendment was voted on, Senator Biden at the time, that was 1976, he made sure to vote to override the veto, which included the Hyde Amendment. So he made sure that the Hyde Amendment was enshrined by overriding a presidential veto and made sure the Hyde Amendment was enshrined for the first time. That was back in 1976. In 1977, Senator Biden voted against an amendment to remove the newly enshrined Hyde Amendment. So he stood up for it again and voted against trying to remove it. So he voted for it. He voted to keep it. And then throughout his entire Senate career, he has supported the Hyde Amendment up until just yesterday when he began facing criticism from Planned Parenthood, NARAL, and other Democrat presidential candidates and the liberal base for his support of the Hyde Amendment. Remember, he had to correct his support because he thought the initial question was about the Mexico City policy. See, he's okay with funding abortions overseas with your money, but he was not okay up until yesterday with using taxpayer dollars to fund abortions here in the U.S. But here's what's interesting we found. There's something called the Biden Amendment, put forward by Joe Biden himself. Now, this is very unique, and I hope that Planned Parenthood and NARAL are listening because they better get on the phone with Joe Biden's campaign right now because they started praising him. You know, Planned Parenthood said, NARAL's president said, we're glad that Joe Biden listened to the voices of millions of women and further clarified his position on the Hyde Amendment. Dr. Leanna Wynn, the president of Planned Parenthood, tweeted, happy to see Joe Biden embrace what we have long known to be true about Hyde, so support Hyde. But do they know about the Biden Amendment? Here I am holding it in my hands. Here's the official printout of that Biden Amendment. Let me go through that for you real quick. You'd be surprised what Joe Biden supported in 1981, and it is still the law of the land. In 1981, Congress passed an amendment specifying that the United States may not provide foreign assistance for biomedical research related to abortion. This provision, named after Senator Joseph Biden, states the following: none of the funds made available to carry out this part may be used to pay for any biomedical research which relates in whole or in part to methods of or the performance of abortions. The Biden Amendment has been included in Foreign Operations Appropriations Acts, most recently in the fiscal year 2018 Appropriations Act. Can anyone trust Joe Biden? That is the question of the day. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. How could you trust this man to be your president of the United States? 1-800-684-3110. And how quickly after this broadcast will Joe Biden be saying he now rejects his own Biden amendment? And will Planned Parenthood and NARAL call him out on it? Let's see how quickly how long that takes from this broadcast for that to happen, for Joe Biden to make that statement as well. But who can trust this guy? We'll be right back.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls. Spineless Joe Biden. Let's take a listen. First, Joe Biden gets asked a question about the, he thinks it's the Mexico City policy, but it's actually the Hyde Amendment. It's from an ACLU volunteer or an intern. Take a listen.
Will you commit to abolishing the Hyde Amendment, which hurts poor women and women of color?
Yes, and by the way, ACLU member, I got a near-perfect voting record my entire career.
I heard you did, but I'm glad you just said you would commit to abolishing the Hyde Amendment.
Right now, it has to be. It can't stay.
Okay. Then his campaign clarified that he wasn't talking about the Hyde Amendment. He was referring to Thani. He got it confused with the Mexico City policy. The Mexico City policy put in place by President Reagan. It's an executive action decided by the president, so Joe Biden would have direct action over that. And what it does is prohibit taxpayer funding of abortion overseas. He's never really been for the Mexico City policy. But again, he got that confused with Hyde. So that was part one of what has been this disastrous abortion turnaround, flip-flopping, spinelessness from Joe Biden, which leads me to the question before I go to you, Thana, for people out there, is how could you trust Joe Biden to be your president? If he supports legislation over 40 years and he's willing to switch the position, I mean, this is not a new debate, the Hyde Amendment. Should taxpayers have to fund abortions in the United States? And he's willing to switch the position in 24 hours because of pressure from Planned Parenthood and liberal activists. And this is a guy trying to run to the middle, trying to win the Rust Belt. How can you trust Joe Biden on any issues? I contrast that with someone who thought everybody said, don't trust Donald Trump, except for on every single issue, he's kept his promises. He's fought hard for life. He's fought for infrastructure. He's fought to repeal Obamacare. He's fought for the foreign policy that he advocated for good judicial nominees. So again, that's why I put this question forward. Why would you trust Joe Biden with any statements he makes if he's willing to switch that quickly? And also, I mean, I have to say this, Than, you would think, do we have the soundbite from the RNC chair? Okay, the RNC chair, Ronna McDaniel, she tweeted something that was so perfect, Than, because we talked about Joe Biden's plagiarism of his Green New Deal that he announced, that it was, and his campaign had to actually, he's had a plagiarism problem in the past, Joe Biden. It hurt his first presidential campaign seriously, and he dropped out. But he plagiarized again. They plagiarized the part of his Green New Deal plan, the $1.7 trillion plan, less than the $93 trillion plan, but still plagiarized that. So the RNC chair, Ronna McDaniel, she tweeted out, I thought this was great. Biden should have just plagiarized his position from Planned Parenthood's website from the start, like he's been doing for his other policy positions. This is the problem, Than, for Joe Biden. He has a long record all over the place on issues. So against Mexico City policy, so he's okay with our money going to fund abortions in overseas. But he has been opposed since the very beginning, up until the very end of his Senate career. So from the first time you could vote on the Hyde Amendment to the last time he could vote on it, he has supported a ban on taxpayer funding of abortions in the U.S. So he's tried to have it both ways. And then we find out about this Biden rule, which I want you to explain to people right now.
Okay, well, yeah, the vote goes all the way back to September 30th, 1976, and then Jordan, he followed up on June 29th, 1977, specifically against an effort to repeal the Hyde Amendment. Let me just kind of walk up to the Biden amendment that you're talking about. Yeah. This dual position from Joe Biden didn't make sense in the first place, Jordan, because essentially what he was saying is I'm for the Hyde Amendment, which says you can't use taxpayer dollars for abortions here in the United States, but I'm against the Mexico City policy, which says you can't use U.S. taxpayer dollars for abortions overseas. That position did not make sense in the first place, Jordan, but yet that's the position that he tried to hold. Now we're wondering how he can justify having that position on Mexico City while being the advocate, the namesake of what is called the Joe Biden Amendment. And this is something that has been enacted since 1981. It is enacted much like the Hyde Amendment is through the annual appropriations process. Sometimes it's been on the FAA bill. Most recently, it's been on the State Foreign Ops Appropriations Act. But Jordan, what it says is that the United States may not provide foreign assistance. So taxpayer funding may not provide foreign assistance for biomedical research related to abortion or involuntary sterilization. So, Jordan, he's trying to have that issue both ways as well. He says he's against the Mexico City policy, but he apparently is for the Biden amendment because he was the sponsor of it. It passed in 1981, continues to be passed today. I have not heard him repudiate that. But, Jordan, to Chairman McDaniel's point, bet you as soon as Planned Parenthood realizes it, I bet you he's going to take his position and he's going to be opposed to the Biden amendment as well.
Can anyone, and I mean this seriously, can anyone on any side of the aisle, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, if you're pro-life or pro-abortion, can anyone on any side of the aisle and on any position trust what Joe Biden says if he's willing to take 40 years of his policy and turn on it in 24 hours? I want to take your phone calls on this. Really, give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. I think this is serious because he is the leading candidate for the Senate, for the Democrats in the presidential campaign. He is the number one candidate, and he is now facing the scrutiny that the top candidate faces leading into the debate. Now, he's tried to be back on the good side of Planned Parenthood and on the good side of the NARALs, but I really want to know from you, how could anyone, I'm including liberals too, I'd like to hear from, if you are a liberal voter, how could you trust Joe Biden on any issues? Because if he's willing to flip-flop on policies that he created, policies that he supported since the beginning of his Senate career and until the end, so he didn't like have a change during his Senate career, he literally supported it until he was Vice President of the United States. His entire time in the U.S. Senate, he supported the prohibition of taxpayer funding of abortion. But now as a presidential candidate, he said, 24 hours, 48 hours ago, he does support the Hyde Amendment. Then he reversed course. We've played that sound. How can anyone trust Joe Biden? Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on because he could be president of the United States. He's the leading candidate right now. He deserves the criticism and the focus that the leading candidate, kind of you put the spotlight on them and see if they can survive the spotlight. He already didn't really survive the spotlight, great Than, when it came to his Green New Deal proposal after AOC called him middle of the road. I believe now he's not middle of the road, by the way. I think he's been fake throughout his entire career, playing to his constituents, and now we're learning who the real Joe Biden is, someone who will do and say anything to get elected. And that's probably why he's had such a long political career. He plays off as a nice guy, as a friendly guy, as a middle of America guy, yet he also says he's never been a middle of the road guy. And he's a plagiarizer. And he did it once again with his Green New Deal plan. What will be next, I guess, then, is what do you think Planned Parenthood and NARAL, their heads are rushing to Joe Biden's campaign like we said they better be, and telling him he better repudiate this Biden rule that's out there?
Yeah, I think without a doubt, Jordan. But you know what? They're going to have a long way to go because there are a lot of issues that he's been on both sides of that they're going to have to uncover. I mean, I think the most recent version, we talked about this just this week, Jordan. There's an HHS rule that is out that they are not going to do research that is based on material, human material that came from elective abortions. Jordan, that's basically a domestic version of the Biden amendment that he passed in 1981, except it's, you know, for abortions that are conducted here and research that's done here. Well, his Biden amendment says that you can't use funds for biomedical research related to abortion overseas. Jordan, so if he's for the Biden amendment, I would think he'd have to be for that new HHS rule that came out. But oh, if he came out in support of that, I'm sure he would get a phone call from Planned Parenthood, and then he would have to reverse his course once again. On the plagiarism point, Jordan, I mean, I there's really just no way to look at this but that he is looking to leftist outside groups to put forward his positions. He was so eager, so in such a rush to get his deal out on climate, which I would call climate light because it's only $1 trillion as opposed to $93 trillion that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez put out. But he was in such a rush to get it out that he forgot to cite the groups that he pulled the information from. This is Planned Parenthood's position. I think he's cited them properly, but I think they've got a long way to go because they've got to correct Joe Biden on a number of other life-related
issues. Let me tell you something. I want to know how quick. I know you guys follow us, NARAL and Planned Parenthood. You love putting us in your emails. You love putting us in your blog. So somebody at NARAL better tell their president, Elise Hoge, that there is a Biden amendment out there that's been in the law since 1981, supported by Joe Biden, that prohibits funds being used to carry out or any biomedical research which relates to, in whole or in part, methods of or the performance of abortion internationally. And it has been the law since he introduced it in 1981. It is still in the foreign fiscal year budget in 2018. I'm sure it'll be in the next fiscal year budget. So, NARAL, tell your president, Elise Hoge, to get on the phone with Joe Biden, Planned Parenthood staffers. You better get in touch with Dr. Leanna Wynn and tell him to get in touch with Joe Biden because he better repudiate this Biden rule really quickly or else, again, how could a liberal voter who's pro-abortion support this guy? We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
You know, it's interesting. When you look at Joe Biden, I mean, and I was someone who worked on the Bush campaign, and ultimately we ran against John Kerry in the 2004 re-election campaign for George W. Bush. And one of the things we created was a No More Flip-Flops sticker for our Students for Bush campaign. And people don't like flip-floppers in politics. They don't like people who have long-term positions that they've campaigned on for a long period of time. And basically every time they've had a chance to cast their vote on, voted on it that way over decades, and then suddenly they change their mind in 24 hours. Voters have a natural and I think a reasonable suspicion of that kind of flip-flopping. I think it's kind of like Joe Biden has more flip-flops than John Kerry and Jimmy Buffett combined. I mean, we're going to get into it in the second half hour, but it's not just on this issue of abortion and funding and this kind of international funding and domestic funding and research and on abortion procedures. I mean, he's got flip-flop after flip-flop after flip-flop. He acts middle of the road, but then after AOC goes after him, he says he's never been middle of the road, never considered himself middle of the road, puts out a plagiarized version of his Green New Deal, has to admit that, yes, some of it was plagiarized and taken from other places. I mean, this is, again, I focus on Joe Biden today because he deserves it as the front runner, as the leading candidate right now, with a pretty large lead in the polls as we head into the first Democrat debate later this month. He deserves the attention. The focus should be on him. You start with who is number one, and you focus your attention there to see if they survive as number one. Let's go right to the phone. Sarah in New York on line one. Sarah, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, how are you? I was just saying that I was with Joe Biden and that the way we get our information now, I happen to be just kind of scrolling through the radio channels and I hear you talking about something called the Biden Amendment. I would never hear about this because when I'm on Facebook or Instagram, none of this stuff is ever talked about. And the way that we get our information nowadays, it's very hard to hear from multiple sides a lot of times. And it's very early in the race.
Yeah.
And he's going to keep his lead, I think, because if you call people low information or whatnot, I'm nowhere near as high information as you guys are. I mean, like, you're, like, in the middle of the race. Like, it's not 2020 yet. You know, people like me are like,
but you know what you're going to start seeing, Sarah, is when you turn on the radio or you turn on the news, it was just on, you're going to start seeing the leading candidates to take on President Trump are going to get the most scrutiny. That's just fair in politics. It's to see, can they survive the initial scrutiny of the media? And this is coming from the mainstream media, especially if you're a Democrat. He's leading into the first debate as well, where a lot of this, he's trying, I think, to get all of this solved before the first debate. But I do believe his inconsistencies will ultimately be recognized. I think it will be the downfall of Joe Biden. Than, you agree? I mean, I think that's unlike a Bernie Sanders, who's this like committed socialist, unlike even a Kamala Harris, who has apologized for some of her work as a prosecutor, but kind of again, has a pretty solid liberal record, even unlike Elizabeth Warren, who started out as a more conservative economic professor. She has talked about how she moved to becoming, a very liberal economist and supporting that. I mean, so taking away the Pocahontas issue. But again, I haven't seen anyone in this field yet that's quite like Joe Biden. And a lot of that is because it's very dangerous to run when you were in the Senate since you were like 36 years old or whatever.
Yeah, I think this is why my position has been for a while, and I'm pretty sure I said it on this broadcast, Jordan, that while if you were going to pick any candidate and the infrastructure that they have, you'd probably pick Joe Biden because of the geography. But ultimately, I thought that someone else would get the nomination. It's a little hard to tell who it would be,
yeah.
But it's for all the reasons you pointed out, Jordan. I mean, look, the proof is he's just not very good at this running for president thing. I mean, he can't seem to hold it together. And to the caller's point about the Biden amendment, I really do think he's just hoping that people don't notice. I mean, the inconsistencies with his position on Mexico City and the Biden amendment that he was the author of for 30 years is just unbelievable, Jordan, not to mention the inconsistencies between Mexico City and Hyde. So as far as how that's going to play out on politically, I think when you're talking about an issue that needs to be as principled as the life issue, I mean, if he believes this is a life, these new positions on Hyde are just not tenable. And I think people on both sides of the aisle want someone who is more principled. I go back to the question you asked, can anyone on any side of any issue trust Joe Biden? I think the answer to that is no. And so I think someone else will get the nomination.
Interesting. I found out about them calling this the Biden Amendment in a CNN article about his flip-flop on the Hyde Amendment. It's just about a sentence or two. So they don't get real deep into it. It's pretty far in the article. So they're not highlighting it yet. But I'm telling you, this is my call out to Planned Parenthood, to NARAL. If you're pro-abortion listening to this broadcast right now, you should be calling Planned Parenthood Action. You should be calling NARAL because they need to be calling Joe Biden and asking him about this Biden rule, which I'll read it for you. It's very simple. None of the fun. And this is still the law since 1981 put forward by Joe Biden. It is still in our fiscal year budget and it will be in the future as well. None of the funds made available to carry out this part of this provision may be used to pay for any biomedical research which relates in whole or even in part to methods of, so even, you know, the study of methods of abortions or the performance of abortions. None of the funds may be used. And this, again, was this research, again, that went to foreign operations, Dan? So this was kind of like a Mexico City that he opposes, but it was instead of the abortion procedure itself, what he was saying here was that on the one hand, he's okay with us paying for abortions overseas. On the other hand, he has been against since 1981 and never taken a position against this since 1981 when he put this forward, against using U.S. dollars to do foreign research on abortion methods. So they can do the abortions, they just don't know how to do them. That's bizarre as well.
Yeah, you can't morally justify the position that he's taking on Mexico City with the position he's taken on the Biden amendment. And he didn't just support the Biden amendment. He authored it. He got it into statute and he continued to push it. And Jordan, I would just take it one step further. I mean, the Department of Health and Human Services just found that it would probably be a good idea to take the idea behind the Biden amendment and apply it to domestic research that the government was funding. They thought the Biden amendment was a good idea. I wonder if Joe Biden is going to file a comment in support of that new regulation out of the Department of Health and Human Services. I bet he won't, because I bet you that would get Planned Parenthood on the phone with him again. But that's really what HHS did, Jordan. They took the principles of the Biden amendment and they applied it domestically.
You know, we're going to start taking your calls. We come back second half hour of the broadcast. So hang on there. We got one line open. 1-800-684-3110 just opened up. One more line. 1-800-684-3110. It's a great time to call during this short break. We go into a short break and we're going to get right into your phone calls on this issue. Lynn on Facebook wrote in, I feel like the Biden amendment, people are just learning about this today, will really hurt him with the far left base. We'll see how long he stands by the Biden amendment. He stood by it since 1981 when he authored it. So I'm telling you, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, pick up the phone, get your interns or staff who listen to our broadcast, get to your leaders, get to that campaign, make sure he issues a statement, right? Issues a statement denouncing the amendment that he wrote in 1981 and supported his entire career. We've got a second half hour coming up. You know, we're doing so much work on life at the ACLJ. Go to aclj.org right now. Learn about it and support our work. Make a financial contribution if you can. We'll be right back.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up, at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Oh, Joe, first it was the touching, the inappropriate, and he was still joking about that. Do we have that sound? He was still joking about that of this week. Oh, she brought me in close. So many issues, yet still leading in the polls, not by giant margins by any means. I mean, he hovers around this. He almost got to 40%, but then that started dropping. So it's around 35, 36%. No votes have been cast. Caucuses are very different than primaries. That doesn't happen until 2020, starting in February. But he is going to have to share a debate stage. There'll be two debates back-to-back, two different days at the end of this month in Miami for the Democrats. He will have to share a debate stage with the other top nine Democrat presidential contenders. And it will be interesting to see how they all handle the record of Joe Biden. And do they focus their time on trying to take him out of the race? Because there's kind of two strategies, I'll tell you, from the political world that I've worked in. When you've got a leader like this in the race, it's often, and you've got kind of these, everybody else is pretty far behind, even Bernie Sanders. You could decide kind of as a group, let's take this guy out, or let's try at least to take this guy out. So we'll give up our chance at our debate to really focus on ourselves, to really just, we'll all hit Joe Biden as hard as we can. I don't know if that will happen or not. The other example is let Joe Biden get himself in trouble in the debate, and I need to get up there at this opportunity and let people know who I am because I am so far behind in the polls. So I think that there's that calculation that other Democrat presidential candidates are going to have to be making right now. Do you try to come together and take Joe Biden out in debate number one, or really damage him, bring him down in the polls, or is it just so important for you to even get your name out there so that people know who you are? And I'm talking about those top tier candidates that are going to be on the stage with Joe Biden, the other nine candidates who will be on stage with Joe Biden. And what, I mean, they've got a plethora of things they could call him out on, but are they going to just let him step into it on his own, which he does a pretty darn good job of? Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Larry in Indiana on line two. Larry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks for taking my call, Jordan.
Thanks,
and,
Larry.
Good day, Joe. You know, this is reminiscent of 2012 when then-President Obama had an epiphany on marriage. It's pure political expediency. And I would remind the people that are the Biden supporters that the greatest form of delusion is self-delusion when it comes to Joe Biden. And if you remember, I think that it brings back an old Groucho Marx statement, and I'm going to paraphrase it. I know I'm probably getting a little bit wrong, but
yep.
If you don't like my position on something, I'll change it.
Yeah, well, this is very Joe Biden. I mean, and it just appeared like he's not middle of the road. He is middle of the road. He supports the Hyde Amendment. 48 hours later, he no longer supports it after 40 years of supporting it. He still got the Biden Amendment out on the books prohibiting any kind of biomedical research which relates in whole or in part to methods of or the performance of abortions internationally. So he's against the Mexico City policy, but he's also against funding for abortions internationally. I mean, Than, how do you even put those two together?
You can't. You can't justify either of those pairs of positions. The Biden amendment justified with the HHS ruling that just came out, or the Mexico City policy compared with the Hyde Amendment. You can't justify the positions. He's trying to have it both ways. I would say he's being Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Jordan, on the Hyde Amendment itself. Look, I think it's one thing. It would be one thing if this were, you know, economic policy. And I am probably as passionate as anybody in this organization about budget policy, spending policy.
Yes, you are.
Jordan, this is not that, though. This is on the sanctity of human life, and Joe Biden has said that he sees the value in those unborn babies. And last night, Jordan, he showed you that that was not a moral, principled position. That was a political position for him, and now it's politically expedient to be on the other side of that moral issue.
We got a lot of great calls coming up. One I can't wait to take when we come back from this break is Jeff's call from Colorado about changing positions over time as politicians. And I think there's a way to do that, and then there's a wrong way to do that. And we'll talk about that with Jeff as well. And take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ. Make a donation if you can at aclj.org. Get all the information we put up there at aclj.org. There's great info there, especially on this fight for life.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
I hope you share this broadcast with your friends and family, because one thing they're finding out, we're finding out and letting you know about today, is that Joe Biden may have flip-flopped quickly on the Hyde Amendment prohibiting U.S. taxpayer dollars for paying for abortions in the U.S., and he has done so and got praised by Planned Parenthood and NARAL, but he's got another problem, if you want to call it that. I think it's probably good legislation, but it's not going to be good for Planned Parenthood and NARAL, who hope some of their interns or staff that follow us so closely and love using us in their emails to scare up donations will let their bosses know that maybe they praised Joe Biden too quickly yesterday, because there's a Biden amendment that's been on the books and the law since 1981. It's in the fiscal year budget for 2018. I'm sure it will be there in 2019. That makes sure, this was authored by Joe Biden, that none of the funds made available to carry out this part of the amendment may be used to pay for any biomedical research, this is overseas, which relates in whole or in part to methods of or the performance of abortion. So no money for the performance of abortion overseas, no money for figuring out methods of abortions for overseas. Yet at the same time, he says he is against the Mexico City policy, which prohibits U.S. taxpayer dollars from funding abortions overseas. He is against that. Now he's against the Hyde Amendment, which he used to support, which was U.S. taxpayer dollars going to pay for abortions in the U.S. But still, with this Biden amendment out there, I'm telling you, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, you celebrated Joe Biden way too quickly, guys. Got to do better research. I mean, your whole issue is abortion. We got a lot of issues at the ACLJ. Your only issue at Planned Parenthood and NARAL is abortion and abortion rights. And you missed this. It's buried away in a CNN article. So do your work. Maybe you learned something from Jay Sekulow Live today. I don't mind if you push Joe Biden a little bit more to the pro-abortion side politically, because, again, I think it will show people just how quickly he is willing to abandon his positions. But Jeff has a call about this, you know, about politicians changing positions. I think it's a very fair question, and you've got a great panel to discuss it, Jeff, from Colorado Online. For Jeff, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Great. Thank you for taking my call. You know, this is certainly pertinent to the issue you guys are discussing, but I'm more interested in kind of conceptually or speaking in generalities here. Why it is such an issue for politicians to change positions, particularly over a long period of time, is that, you know, culturally the country is changing, and if they are representing the electorate, and if the people they represent are changing their opinion, why is it an issue for them to change their position and representation of those people?
I think you made something very clear, Jeff, and I think, Than, what Jeff said was ultimately the whole point. Changing the position over time, as you are more educated on an issue, as you may evolve on an issue, maybe you become more liberal, maybe you become more conservative. If Joe Biden, you know, after, you know, this, what do you, how many years did he serve in the Senate? 40, 36, halfway through had changed his position on Hyde, it would have been one thing. I think that's a fair change. But to change it in 24 hours because you're running for president, Jeff, I think that's where, do you agree with me, Jeff, that that's where the problem is? That when you change it only because it came up as an issue at a town hall, and suddenly now you're against something you supported up until the day before?
I mean, I agree with you. It's probably better to evolve over time. But if you are in a position to change in order to represent your constituency, even if it's something you haven't agreed with before, ultimately it's not about the candidate's personal opinion. It's about the opinion of those people.
You know, ultimately it is about the candidate's personal opinion. I mean, that is who you're electing as president. They get to make the decision. You know, I'm writing a book right now. It's called The Next Red Wave. You can actually pre-order it on Amazon. It doesn't come out till September. But we elect our leaders based off these statements that they make. But guess what? They're not bound by those statements. Then they get into office and they can start acting as they wish. And sometimes voters hold them to account, but then oftentimes voters don't hold them to account. So I think there is absolutely a way to evolve on political issues. I've done it myself. I mean, so I understand that as you grow and learn and get educated, you can change positions. That's not the issue. It's the 24-hour switch. Yeah, it's the obviously didn't do your research, obviously was just pressure from interest groups. And in truth, you as a candidate are out there to represent your values, and it's whether or not those constituents support you and your values. You should not just do everything. I mean, we don't want politicians out there who do anything just to get elected.
I think there are two things for me, Jordan, and one is the one you already touched on, the time issue. I mean, look, this was a position he held for 40 years, and then he changed his position literally four times in 48 hours. We walked through that earlier, but that's not an exaggeration. He changed his position after 40 years on the position, or 30 years on the position, four times in 48 hours. The second thing, and I think this is very important, Jordan, we touched on it in the last segment of the broadcast, but this is not like he has moderated or evolved on how much foreign aid we should give, or, you know, where the progressive tax system should fall. This is a principled issue, and I think the question that the caller should probably ask Joe Biden is the fundamental one of how does he view that unborn child? Because, Jordan, I think Joe Biden would tell you his view on that unborn child has not changed. I think he would tell you that he still believes it is a life. If he thinks that is the case, this is a principled issue. This is a moral issue. It's not an economic or spending issue. And if he still holds that view on the underlying issue, then his most recent change to not supporting the Hyde Amendment or wherever he stands on any number of these life issues we've touched, Jordan, it just doesn't intellectually make sense. It's just pandering to the voters. It's not principled.
Yeah, I mean, his campaign was ready right away. They realized he made a mistake. He confused the Mexico City policy with Hyde. They were immediately ready to come out and say, no, he supports the Hyde Amendment. So, I mean, he didn't even take the time to think twice about the Hyde Amendment and his support of it. He immediately wanted it out there that he did support the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer funding of abortion in the U.S., and then after criticism from the left, from Planned Parenthood and NARAL, 24 hours later, he's opposed to the Hyde Amendment. That is the kind of changing positions in politics that are not legitimate. And Wes, there's a history here with Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. We can go through some now. We can save some for the next segment of the broadcast. It's not just abortion when it comes to these changes and trying to have issues both ways.
Right. There's an old saying which is pertinent to this discussion, and that is no virtue is safe that is not passionate. And Biden's flip on the Hyde Amendment illustrates how political calculations lead to hypocrisy in the Democrat Party and in Joe Biden, where they put political expediency over moral values and personal integrity. Just a few of the places where he's flipped over the years. And again, 36 years as a senator, 8 years as vice president. He opposed desegregation of schools in the 1970s and yet tries to present himself as a friend of the civil rights movement. He was an ally of the banking and credit card companies, but as vice president, tried to be very, very critical of Wall Street. He chaired the 1991 Clarence Thomas hearings with Anita Hill, and of course, just last month, tried to apologize to her for that. He was the author of the crime legislation under Bill Clinton's presidency that really resulted in prisons being overpopulated, and now, of course, has changed and tried to distance himself from that as well. I think it's fascinating that he backed the Iraq War, and then when he became vice president, was critical for the entire 8 years of George Bush and the handling of the Iraq War. In 1996, Biden, he signed the Defense of Marriage Act, which, however you stand on the issue, it defined marriage as a union between a man and a woman. But then in 2012, ahead of President Obama, he came out against the act that he signed. Some of this can be attributed to, as you said, evolving and what have you. But he has flipped on so many issues so many times. My analysis of Joe Biden is that he's not really a centrist. What he is, he tries to remain at the center of the Democrat Party, but that is a party that continues to shift radically to the left. So he's a centrist in the Democrat Party. He is not a centrist. And I think the only time that Joe Biden is in the middle of the road is when he's going from one side to the other.
You know, it's interesting. Here is Joe Biden back in 2012 during the VP debate when he tried to explain his position on abortion, kind of like what you said. He's trying to have it both ways, and he's not middle of the road for America. He's trying to be middle of the road for the left, and so he could try to combine some coalition of far left and more mainstream Democrats, but they're all pretty left now at this point. The Democrat Party is very far left. I'd say the Republican Party's moved a lot further right as well. So I'm not trying to be unfair there. It's moved further right as well. But take a listen to Joe Biden back in 2012 in the debate. This, again, would have been with Paul Ryan on the abortion issue and how he tries to explain it.
I accept my church's position on abortion as what we call de fide doctrine. Life begins at conception. That's the church's judgment. I accept it in my personal life. But I refuse to impose it on equally devout Christians and Muslims and Jews, and I just refuse to impose that on others, unlike my friend here, the congressman. I do not believe that that we have a right to tell other people that women, they can't control their body. It's a decision between them and their doctor. In my view, in the Supreme Court, I'm not going to interfere with that.
I mean, Than, right there, it's so many contradictions. So many. I mean, we have 15 seconds left. We got our final segment coming up. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. So many contradictions from Joe Biden, Than.
Gordon, he's on all sides of the issue, so he's on no side of the issue, in my view.
And that's the worst kind of politician.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
To Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls. That's what we do in our final segment of the broadcast. We've got a couple lines open because we've been taking calls throughout the show. 1-800-684-3110. Joe Biden, really, as we said, you know, spineless, flip-flopping, under attack. Thought he probably had things under control yesterday once he came out in support of getting rid of the Hyde Amendment, which he supported since he was a U.S. senator. In fact, he was a U.S. senator the first time the Hyde Amendment was put forward and made sure to vote to override a veto to keep the Hyde Amendment in place. Just so you know, what do we talk about when we say Hyde Amendment, for anybody listening who's new or new to this lingo? The Hyde Amendment is put into legislation each year. And it prohibits U.S. taxpayer funds from going to pay for abortions in the U.S. Joe Biden has supported it since the Hyde Amendment was first introduced. He even, when it was tried to be stripped out in the 1970s, the year later, he voted to make sure that it was not. So it's interesting, just on the Hyde Amendment, he supported it in 1976. He then, in 1977 as a senator, voted against an amendment to remove it, which in fact enshrined the Hyde Amendment. And then he continued to support it throughout his entire Senate career through January 15th of 2009. And of course, he became Vice President of the United States. He has voted for the Hyde Amendment so many times, because it's not just like a once a year vote, so many times that we didn't have time since his reversal yesterday to actually go back over his 36 year history and count how many times he voted for the Hyde Amendment. I mean, that's how many times he supported it. Yet within 24 hours of criticism from the abortion industry and the left, he changes his position. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Nancy in California. Let's get Nancy a book as well for holding on. Nancy, appreciate that. You were on the air.
Hi, Jordan. I keep thinking, you know, as fun as it is to, like, I've been making fun of him when he does something silly like this, but honestly, the more I hear about it, the more frightening it gets.
Yeah.
Because if he is this easy with flip-flopping on American citizens, what's going to happen if this man is president and a leader of another country comes to him?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's very concerning. Remember, he was part of the Obama administration that made the Iran deal and thought that was great. So don't forget that. Everything Obama did, Biden did too. Okay? Just keep that in your mind. Everything Obama supported, Biden did too. So whether it's Obamacare, whether it's the Iranian nuclear deal, you could go through policy after policy after policy. Whatever Obama did, Biden supported as well. It was the Obama-Biden administration. And I actually think, you know, calling him spineless, I use that not as a joke, but because this is an issue when we talk about abortion that is an issue of life or death. And when Joe Biden doesn't even have a full grasp of his policies, then that's what concerns me, is that the man does not have a grasp of the policies he's even supported. So he got confused with Mexico City policy and Hyde Amendment, and I guess he's forgotten about this Biden Amendment.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's probably kind to say he's confused. I think he's probably intentionally contorting his views for the voters, Jordan. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. In fact, I'm glad you referenced Obamacare, because I do want our listeners to remember that the Obama administration actually had to negotiate with members of its own party, led by Bart Stupak, to essentially try to apply the Hyde Amendment to Obamacare. The Obama administration did not want to do it. Now, the agreement they ultimately landed on was really not worth very much, but Joe Biden did not wade into that debate, Jordan. I mean, the Obama administration was trying to strip the protections of the Hyde Amendment, and Joe Biden stayed on the sideline. And just really quickly, I would make one overarching comment. I think it's a really sad reality in Washington, D.C., how it seems like it's virtually impossible to be a pro-life Democrat in Washington, D.C. anymore. I mean, Joe Biden, with 30, 40 years of a track record on the Hyde Amendment, can't run for president inside the Democrat Party without even changing that position. Jordan, a pro-life Democrat, pretty much extinct in Washington, D.C.
It tells you just how quickly things can change. It was happening since my time in Washington. There were a handful left. And even those were pretty weak when it came. They would claim to be pro-life, but, I mean, almost always capitulated. Let me take the final couple of calls of the day. We'll get reactions to both of these. Let me go to Daryl in North Carolina on line one. Daryl, thanks for holding on. Let's get Daryl a book as well. You're on the air, Daryl.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Okay, real quick, because I know it's the end of the show. First of all, I am not a Trump supporter.
Yep.
But following through your show, the latest event, I think that Trump has pretty much cemented his reelection through the abortion restrictions and now with the other side, the Democrats, us, with this leader that flip-flops, you know, how can you follow somebody that doesn't know which direction he's going?
I think it makes it very difficult for Daryl, and I appreciate you calling saying, you know, you're not a Trump supporter, and that's fine. We're a country that we should be able to have this dialogue without screaming at each other and realizing that you got a party in trouble. And if Joe Biden is your best hope, that's not great. And if the far left is your best hope, that's probably not going to be winning issue, at least this time around. It's going to take some generational changes to really elect a socialist, I think. I mean, I think. And this goes into the next call, Daryl. And you mentioned, Daryl, also, too, that fetal research. I want to make sure, like, Than, let me just explain, because we talked about two issues yesterday with the 75th anniversary of D-Day. A great pro-life move by the Trump administration, HHS Secretary Azar and his team deserve praise, and ultimately President Trump, who made, as was reported by Washington Post and AP, the final decision on that fetal abortion, the babies, the research on fetal tissue, both inside the government and grants to universities and other organizations doing that. Tell people about that great victory. We've got the blog up at aclj.org.
And so relevant to what we're talking about today, Jordan. I mean, Joe Biden didn't think that tax dollars should be used for biomedical research based on abortion overseas. Yep. The Department of Health and Human Services essentially took that principle and said, look, we don't think U.S. taxpayers should be forced to fund research that uses tissue, human tissue, that is derived from elective abortions. So all of that research inside the Department of Health and Human Services is going to stop over the next 5 years. The research that they fund on the outside will stop. It's a great victory on this moral issue, but it's so related to what we're talking about today. If that is the moral parallel that should be used domestically, Jordan, it should be used internationally as well. And the old Joe Biden, the old position on the Biden amendment, he got it right then, but I bet you inside the next 48 hours, I bet you he'll be on the wrong side of that one as well.
I'm telling you, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, where are you? Contacting Joe Biden. Biden campaign, maybe you can get out ahead of him. Don't think you're probably listening to our broadcast, but I know those NARAL folks and the right-wing watch people, they can be notifying their friends over at NARAL and Planned Parenthood, because there's a Joe Biden law on the books that prohibits the funding for abortion overseas and research for abortion procedures overseas, and it's different than the Mexico City policy, and it's different than the Hyde Amendment, and it's still in the law, and it was written by Joe Biden, and it's called the Biden Amendment. So again, folks, we wanted to point this out today because these are issues we care about so deeply with life. And we also point it out because it's the governing style of these leaders. Now, on Twitter, I'm going to tweet out right after the show, the Biden rule that we've been talking about, so you can actually see what was drafted and what is the current law that he still stands behind as of right now. He is not repudiated. So that will be up. And we've got a great blog up at ACLJ.org about the fetal research. ACLJ.org.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at ACLJ.org.